Blog Talk Radio. I want to read for you today a few pages out of the book Testimonies to Ministers and Gospel Workers. I'm reading from pages 506 through 512. The section is called Pray for the Latter Rain by Mrs. White. This passage was originally published in the Review and Herald on March 2, 1897. You can download it from the internet. It's right there on page 1 and 2. And I found it very interesting and revealing because there were things in this article that I've never heard before. We've all heard about the early rain or former rain was outpoured upon the disciples at the day of Pentecost. And we've heard that the latter rain will be poured out upon us just before Jesus comes. But there are things in this article that I have never heard before. And I wonder if you have. So the best way to get this across to people, because this does apply to us right now, is I thought I would just go ahead and read this for you. Pray for the latter rain. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. In the east, the former rain falls at the sowing time. It is necessary in order that the seed may germinate. Under the influence of the fertilizing showers, the tender shoot springs up. The latter rain, falling near the close of the season, ripens the grain and prepares it for the sickle. The Lord employs these operations of nature to represent the work of the Holy Spirit. As the dew and the rain are given first to cause the seed to germinate and then to ripen the harvest, so the Holy Spirit is given to carry forward from one stage to another the process of spiritual growth. The ripening of the grain represents the completion of work of God's grace in the soul. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the moral image of God is to be perfected in the character. We are to be wholly transformed into the likeness of Christ. The latter rain, ripening the earth's harvest, represents the spiritual grace that prepares the church for the coming of the Son of Man. But unless the former rain has fallen, there will be no life. The green blade will not have sprung up. Unless the early showers have done their work, the latter rain can bring no seed to perfection. There is to be first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. There must be a constant development of Christian virtue, a constant advancement in Christian experience. This we should seek with intensity of desire, that we may adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior. Many have, in a great measure, failed to receive the former rain. They have not obtained all the benefits that God has thus provided for them. They expect that the lack will be supplied by the latter rain. When the richest abundance of grace shall be bestowed, they intend to open their hearts to receive it. They are making a terrible mistake. The work that God has begun in the human heart in giving His light and knowledge must be continually going forward. Every individual must realize his own necessity. The heart must be emptied of every defilement and cleansed for the indwelling of the Spirit. It was by the confession and forsaking of sin, by earnest prayer and consecration of themselves to God, that the early disciples prepared for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The same work, only in a greater degree, must be done now. Then the human agent had only to ask for the blessing and wait for the Lord to perfect the work concerning him. It is God who began the work, and he will finish his work, making man complete in Jesus Christ. But there must be no neglect of the grace represented by the former reign. Only those who are living up to the light they have will receive greater light. Unless we are daily advancing in the exemplification of the active Christian virtues, we shall not recognize the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in the latter reign. It may be falling on hearts all around us, but we shall not discern or receive it. At no point in our experience can we dispense with the assistance of that which enables us to make the first start. The blessings received under the former reign are needful to us to the end, yet these alone will not suffice. While we cherish the blessing of the early reign, we must not, on the other hand, lose sight of the fact that without the latter reign to fill out the ears and ripen the grain, the harvest will not be ready for the sickle, and the labor of the sower will have been in vain. Divine grace is needed at the beginning, divine grace at every step of the advance, and divine grace alone can complete the work. There is no place for us to rest in a careless attitude. We must never forget the warnings of Christ. Watch unto prayer, watch and pray always. A connection with the divine agency every moment is essential to our progress. We may have had a measure of the Spirit of God, but by prayer and faith, we are continually to ask more of the Spirit. It will never do to cease our efforts. If we do not progress, if we do not place ourselves in an attitude to receive both the former and the latter rain, we shall lose our souls, and the responsibility will lie at our own door. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the latter rain. Do not rest satisfied that in the ordinary course of the season rain will fall. Ask for it. The growth and perfection of the seed rests not with the husbandman. God alone can ripen the harvest. But man's cooperation is required. God's work for us demands the action of our mind, the exercise of our faith. We must seek his favors with the whole heart if the showers of grace are to come to us. We should improve every opportunity of placing ourselves in the channel of blessing. Christ has said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst." The convocations of the church, as in camp meetings, the assemblies of the home church, and all occasions where there is personal labor for souls are God's appointed opportunities for giving the early and the latter rain. But let none think that in attending these gatherings, their duty is done. A mere attendance upon all the meetings that are held will not in itself bring a blessing to the soul. It is not an immutable law that all who attend general gatherings or local meetings shall receive large supplies from heaven. The circumstances may seem to be favorable for a rich outpouring of the showers of grace, but God himself must command the rain to fall. Therefore, we should not be remiss in supplication. We are not to trust to the ordinary working of providence. We must pray that God will unseal the fountain of the water of life, and we must ourselves receive of the living water. Let us, with contrite hearts, pray most earnestly that now, in the time of the latter rain, the showers of grace may fall upon us. At every meeting we attend, our prayers should ascend that at this very time, God will impart warmth and moisture to our souls. As we seek God for the Holy Spirit, it will work in us meekness, humbleness of mind, a conscious dependence upon God for the perfecting latter rain. If we pray for the blessing in faith, we shall receive it as God has promised. The continual communication of the Holy Spirit to the church is represented by the prophet Zechariah under another figure, which contains a wonderful lesson of encouragement for us. The prophet says, "The angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered, and spake to the angel that talked to me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then he answered and spake to me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And I answered again, and said unto him, What be these two olive branches, which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. From the two olive trees, the golden oil was emptied through the golden pipes into the bowl of the candlestick, and thence into the golden lamps that gave light to the sanctuary. So from the holy ones that stand in God's presence, His Spirit is imparted to human instrumentalities that are consecrated to His service. The mission of the two anointed ones is to communicate light and power to God's people. It is to receive blessing for us that they stand in God's presence. As the olive trees empty themselves into the golden pipes, so the heavenly messengers seek to communicate all that they receive from God. The whole heavenly treasure awaits our demand and reception. And as we receive the blessing, we in our turn are to impart it. Thus, it is that the holy lamps are fed and the church becomes a light bearer in the world. This is the work that the Lord would have every soul prepared to do at this time, when the four angels are holding the four winds that they should not blow until the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. There is no time now for self-pleasing. The lamps of the soul must be trimmed. They must be supplied with the oil of grace. Every precaution must be taken to prevent spiritual declension, lest the great day of the Lord overtake us as a thief in the night. Every witness for God is now to work intelligently in the lines which God has appointed. We should daily obtain a deep and living experience in the word of perfecting Christian character. We should daily receive the holy oil that we may impart to others. All may be light bearers to the world if they will. We are to sink self out of sight in Jesus. We are to receive the word of the Lord in counsel, instruction, and gladly communicate it. There is now need of much prayer. Christ commands, pray without ceasing. That is, keep the mind uplifted to God, the source of all power and efficiency. We may have long followed the narrow path, but it is not safe to take this as proof that we shall follow it to the end. If we have walked with God in fellowship of the Spirit, it is because we have sought Him daily by faith. From the two olive trees, the golden oil flowing through the golden pipes has been communicated to us. But those who do not cultivate the spirit and habit of prayer cannot expect to receive the golden oil of goodness, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, love. Everyone is to keep himself separate from the world, which is full of iniquity. We are not to walk with God for a time and then part from His company and walk in the sparks of our own kindling. There must be a firm continuance, a perseverance in acts of faith. We are to praise God, to show forth His glory in a righteous character. No one of us will gain the victory without persevering, untiring effort, proportionate to the value of the object which we seek, even eternal life. The dispensation in which we are now living is to be, to those that ask, the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Ask for His blessing.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. Welcome everyone on the line, and I do hope that you all have a blessed day. I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one so that I can open the line so that we can share. I will just offer a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come to you this moment to give you thanks for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for the word of comfort and the word, dear Lord, that you have placed in our heart. And tonight, as we listen to your word of the message, dear Father, we ask you to prepare us so that we will be able to be obedient to your will. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Welcome again, brothers and sisters. And I just want to let you all know that tonight is supposed to be our health talk night. And we are asking each one of us to press the number one so that the line will be open. But before, I'm going to read a little part of good for this is for good health for myself and everyone, and it is taken from 3 John 2. It said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." John wrote that to us, and the Lord wants us to be in good health, and He wants us to prosper. What a love that He has for us, and we have to be so thankful to know that our Father cares about us and He wants us to follow His will. So I'm going to open the line, our first line, 256-945, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Powell, and those on the prayer line, on Rosewood, called from Huntsville, Alabama. And I just want to praise the Lord for another day, and He allowed me to get on this prayer line tonight and give praise and honor to Him. So I would just like to offer a little short prayer in behalf of the world and myself in the world. So I'm going to begin now. Heavenly Father, your children come to you again tonight. We just want to thank you and give you praise and glory for being our God. Lord, sometimes discouragement gets in my way, but I know you say pray, and it will go away, and that is so true. The devil cannot stay in the presence of a holy God. So, Lord, I just ask you to keep me faithful. Keep my family faithful. Keep the world faithful, Lord, because the world needs you. We all need prayer, and we all need to have a relationship with you. Lord, I was talking to a friend, church member, when we were together in New Orleans. I gave her the prayer line that she can call in and listen to the prayer, listen to the testimony, listen to everything that's come on this line. And she will, if she come on, she'll be benefited from it. So, Lord, I ask that you be with all those that come on to speak, to preach your word. And, Lord, I ask that you be with each person that have children in their family who have gone astray. And, Lord, I especially ask for prayer for Brother Rick and his family, and especially Ashley. Lord, keep her. Don't let her go back to where she was, Lord. because you know she was raised in a Christian home, but that devil is ever present to bring or to lead all of us astray. So strengthen her daddy and her other sisters and brothers and her children, Lord, and her husband too, Lord, his wife, and her mother, Lord, who is in nursing home. Lord, keep them, for we cannot keep ourselves. And help us, Lord, to pray more and more to you. Lord, you tell us to pray without ceasing. And this is what I want to do, pray without ceasing, Lord. And, Lord, continue to remember Sister Powell, Sister Leola, Sister the other one that come on posting this line, and Brother O'Neill, and all who used to come on this prayer line, hosted it, Lord. Be with Sister Ella Dixon, Lord. I haven't heard in a long time from her speak on the prayer line, but I know that she is holding on to your hand. She's not going to let go. Be with her church family and be with her mother and all her children and grandchildren, Lord. Be with her neighbors and, Lord, help her to continue to look to thee. All of us have to continue, sure look to continue with thee, because there's no other way. There's nobody else, Lord. You're the creator of this world. And we are your children, and we love you, Lord. And we just want to say thanks. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, remember Sister Leola Church and the other one that come on here at night. They are witness that they are becoming to know you better and better every day. Be with Sister Mary Wood as she go to the prison to witness to the old people around there. Lord, there's a great work for us to do. You said that we must warn everybody before you come. So, Lord, help us to witness for you and tell them about your love. And you're coming one day for a prepared people. Brother Rich, Elder Richard and Brother Udi and his wife Melinda and his son, his whole entire family. Lord, those who are in the United States may be here, some of those who are still over in Haiti, but Lord, remember every hospital in the world. Remember all the workers there, Lord. Remember all the doctors and the nurses who have to serve the patient. Remember the housekeeper. Remember the nurse's assistant. All those who have to mingle with people. Remember my sister, Lord, who husband is sick at this time now. He's Alzheimer's, that she'll be had the strength to wait on him and to do for him that he cannot do for himself. Lord, we just give it all to you. Be with all my sisters, my biological sisters and brothers, Lord. All my nieces and nephews, all my cousins, Lord. Just be with the whole world. The whole world needs you. And be with President Ted Wilson, all those who work with him. And be with all these that come on 3AB and preaching your gospel. John Carter, Doug Bashford, all those, Lord. Oh, Jesus, continue to strengthen them and let them just sound the bell, Lord. Sound it loud and clear that boys and girls, men and ladies, will yield for soon coming. And Lord, I ask that you be with Sister Susan and her son and her daughter and her baby and her husband, wherever they may be, Lord. Some may be in the army, some may be at home in different places. Her sisters and all her relatives, Lord. Be with her daddy who is in the nursing home. As he stayed in that nursing home, may he get to know Jesus, Lord, more fully. All of them, dear Lord, that they will get to know. Send that Holy Spirit to dwell in their hearts and minds, telling them to walk in this way. This is the way we should walk. This is the way we should talk. So, Lord, be with all the workers around the world that work in these places, Jesus. If they have turned their way, that Satan will get the glory and the honor. Send them, Lord, that the Holy Spirit prompt their hearts that, look, don't go this way. Go there this way. So, Lord, let us all be ready. Forgive us for all our sins and shortcomings, and those who are unemployed, and those who are sleeping in the on the bridge, and those who don't have no house to live in, Lord. Out in the cold and the rain and the snow, we ask that you remember all those people, Lord, because those are your people, and you want us who is able to do something for them to do it in a lovely and kind way. So, Lord, I just ask you to help me to continue to love you and do your will. Forgive me, I say, of my sins and shortcomings. When you come, let my name be among the one that was saved. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Rose, for sharing and also for praying for each and every one of us. I just want to thank you, and we sure will be lifting up these requests. Thanks again for sharing. 985-232, your line is open. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I want to thank him for all the poured upon us and all the ones he will pour upon us in the future. I would like to read a script coming from Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to read another script coming from, I don't have to, the script, but it said, God grant me sincerity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Amen. God, again, these are my posts. I have a lot of scriptures hanging up and around the house. So sometimes I decide to read them. And I just want to thank God for his grace and his mercy that brought us through. And we're still standing on the battlefield another day. And we're going to continue until our last breath. And we want to thank him. I know I heard Sister Rose Marie how sometimes to get, but we have to stand strong and just pray, because I get to that too. Sometimes I just go in silent mode, and sometimes I don't get on prayer line. Sometimes I just have to just pray. And like you said, go in your closet, just fast and pray to yourself. Tell the Lord deliver you or heal you. Tell your pain can exceed to where you can deal with some things. But God is able, and I know he is, because I have tried all them things. And I know I know that mustard seed came through for me many, many times, Sister Rose. So you know, and I know that he is a healer. So we just continue to praise and fast and pray and pray and wait and wait, and the sun will shine. So I just thank him and thankful God being our provider, because if not, we would be lost. So just want to ask for prayers for me and my family, the family on the Advent prayer line, all the bereaved family, Brother Yuli and his family, Brother Bernard and his family, Brother O'Neill, Brother Sturge, and all the rest of the brothers and the speakers, all the hosts and all the other help we have, and all the singers, which is they do a beautiful job, and the kids all do a beautiful job. And we just want to continue praying for one for another, continue on it being like prayer line where we can come together and lift up the Lord and glorify his name and just continue to praise him. Amen. We want to continue God's work, and I just love lifting up the Lord. Just want to continue my work and let him continue working on me. So everybody have a blessed evening, and we're going to continue. I just want to ask the Lord to forgive our sins. Amen.
Yes, this is John from Hummel, Louisiana, and I just like to say, yeah, God is good. Just once I have learned from listening and paying attention and things like that, you know, certain things let go, like certain foods and stuff let go, and I started eating certain food that's healthier, a lot more healthier, and drinking certain drinks. It's more healthy and things like that. Just trying to make life easier, you know, for myself, and doing things, being around, you know, certain people, or teaching them that they need to know something about the word, so their lives could be easier. And about eating, I share it with them about eating and drinking, and doing certain things and staying away from certain things. We're trying to help them enrich their lives too. Spreading the word of God and stuff like that, so I'll continue doing for the rest of my life, you know. Just want to always try to be able to keep on the positive note. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for sharing, and also Sister Brenda for reading your favorite scripture. And a report from Brother John. Yes, Brother John. You have the word, you have to share it, and that it's a wonderful thing. Jesus said, if any man be in Christ, there is a new creature. Old things are past, and all, behold, all things become new. So when you are a new man, Brother John, you have to share the word. You cannot keep it within yourself. And also thank God to know that you are changing your lifestyle, and that is what the Lord wants. So we will continue to pray for you that God will, you know, help, because only him we have to depend upon. He's the one will is able to help us. So thank you for sharing and also witnessing to your brothers and sisters. Thank you for sharing again. 508-575-0505, your line is open.
Oh, hello, Sister Power. First of all, Sister Power, my name is Sambuata Eli. I like to praise God because God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Power, I have a prayer request tonight. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Live for my mother in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, I'm asking you to pray for Brother Javel. Lift up Brother Javel in prayer because I haven't heard from him. So, Sister Power, pray for Brother Javel too, because long time, Sister Power, he used to be on the prayer line, but now I give him the new number to call this prayer line, 319-527-6240. The power, please, lift up Javel in prayer because Javel needs a lot of prayer. This is the power. The prayer line is 319-527-6240. And this is the power. Don't forget to pray for Brother Johari, too. Lift up Brother Johari in prayer. Johari Adams. Lift up Johari Adams in prayer, too. Pray for Sister Catherine. Sister Power, pray for Javel's mother to live with his mom in prayer too. Because Sister Power, let me do a special prayer for Javel at this moment. Okay, Sister Power, let's pray. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege and blessing to carry. God, God, and me, Father, God, we magnify your name, God. We praise your name because, God, you are good. You are faithful. You are worthy to be praised, God. How excellent is your name, God. How excellent is your name, God. God, we come to you because God, there is no one else like you, God. God, this moment, God, we're calling you out this moment, God. God, we want to lift up my mother to you, God. God, I'm asking you, God, to strengthen my mom, God. I'm asking you, God, to watch over my mom, God. God, I want to lift a Sister Power, God, on this prayer line, God, who is hosting tonight, God. I'm asking you, God, to give Sister Power the victory. I'm asking you, God, to give Sister Power the deliverance, God. I'm asking you, God, to deliver Sister Power, God, from darkness, God. Hide her, God, with your own righteousness, God. God, this moment, God, I want to lift up Javel to you, God. I want to lift up Brother Javel, God. God, 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 we haven't heard from Brother Javel in this prayer line, God. But God, he is on this prayer line tonight, God. I'm asking you, God, allow Javel to push number one, God, only one time, God. Allow him to share his testimony, God. Allow him to share about his day, his wonderful day, God. Allow him to share his prayer request, God. God, I'm asking you, God, to strengthen Javel, God. God, 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 what matter what Javel is going through, God. I'm asking you, God, to strengthen Javel, God. I'm asking you, God, allow Javel to share your word, God. Allow him to share your ministry, God. Allow him to share, God, the gospel of you, God. Allow Javel to share, God. God, I'm asking you, God, to strengthen Javel, God. I'm asking you, God, to give Javel the victory. God, I want to lift up Johari to you, God. God, I'm asking you, God, to strengthen Johari. I'm asking you, God, to make Johari to have a wonderful day tomorrow, God. We ask you, God, to strengthen Johari, please, Lord. Please, 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 God. Watch over Johari, God. God, we ask you, God, to deliver Johari, God, from darkness, God. God, we ask you, God, allow Johari to come in this prayer line, God, to share his testimony. Share his prayer request, God. God, I'm asking you, God, to watch over him, God. I'm asking you, God, to watch over Johari, God. I'm asking you, God, to strengthen him, God. God, come, God bless his staff, God. Watch over them, God. Strengthen them, God. God, I'm asking you, God, to make Johari have a wonderful day tomorrow morning, God. Allow him to praise you, God. Allow him to worship you, because God, 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 you're a good God. Allow Johari to have relationship with you, God. Allow him to have experience with you, God. Allow Javel to have experience to you too, God. God, God, God. Allow Javel to have relationship with you, God. God, I want to live for Brother Jimmy. I want to live for Sister Nancy. I want to live for everyone to you, God. God, I want to live for Sister Catherine. I want to live for Sister Power to you, God. We ask you, God, to deliver Sister Power, God, on this prayer line, God. God, I want to live for Sister Miola, God. God, we ask you, God, to deliver Sister Miola, God. God, we ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Miola, God. God, we ask you, God, to give Sister Miola the victory. We ask you, God, to give Sister Miola the power. God, deliver Sister Miola's and children to God. We ask you, God, to deliver Sister Miola's children, God. We ask you, God, to deliver them from darkness, God. God, we ask you, God, to hide Sister Miola's children, God. God, we ask you, God, to hide Sister Miola, God, with your own righteousness, God. Cover Sister Miola, God. God, 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 cover Sister Miola, God. God, cover Sister Miola tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hide her, God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for your team, yourself, your mother, Joel, and Joari, and the whole team. We just want to thank you for your prayer. And I do know that the Lord hears, and I hope that Joari and Joel and Sister Catherine all listen to the faithfulness of Brother Eli by coming and
hearing, you know, and also witnessing to these brothers and sisters. So we just want to thank you, Brother Eli, for hearing. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one, that the line will be open. As we were reading a while ago, brothers and sisters, on this line, as the Lord said in his word, and he expects us to follow his will. It says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. And his promises is that what God did promise his people in anciently. It said here, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and ye shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus 23:25. So, brothers and sisters, sometimes when we are worrying, you know, the Lord said we must not worry. We must leave all our worries to him. And he promised us that our bread and our water will be sure. And that is his promises is true to us. You know that sometimes we are going through a difficult time, and all we have to do is to pray. Just a while ago, we heard how Brother Eli is praying for his brothers and sisters. And I do know that the Lord hears the prayer. A while ago also, we heard Sister Brenda, and Sister Brenda's testimony was that she has the scripture on the wall right now, and she can go and look at it. And this is what the Lord wants us to do, brothers and sisters, for us to memorize these scriptures, that we can know the word, that when these trials and tribulation come down upon us, we can feed upon the word. So we just have to take the word, as the Lord said, feed upon the word, and the word is going to give us the strength that we need. And following the word too, it will allow us to with more wisdom and understanding how to deal with certain things or certain sicknesses. Just like I have my little granddaughter, and she came this morning and she was coughing, and I gave her her breakfast and she did not eat as much as how she eat in the other day. So all I look, I said, wow, I know that she wasn't feeling well. And I have just a little tonic there, and I gave her just a little half spoon of it. And brothers and sisters, my little grandchild, she just looked and, you know, she said, oh, Grandma, I want to lie down. And she went and sleep. And after she woke up, it was gone. You know, she was doing much better. So, brothers and sisters, we have to thank the Lord that sometimes when we are feeling with different aches and pain, that we can really turn to the Lord, and he will guide and lead us what to do. So I'm going to open this line. 804-238, your line is open.
Amen. Good evening. Sister Powell, this is Sister Carla from North Carolina, giving honor and praises to the Lord. I'm thankful for another day. Just want to praise his holy name. I was able to get off this evening. I'm usually at work assisting my client, but I thank the Lord for provision for me to kind of change my schedule around a little bit and try to accommodate myself and my client. But God has worked it out, so I give him all the glory, and I just thank the Lord for, you know, blessing and protection and provision, even you know, as his words say, he will supply our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So I'm trusting in that and his promises. Just today for devotion, me and my son was having devotion in Great Controversy, chapter 39, you know, the time of trouble, how we need to prepare. You know, it's going to be anguish and pale face, and just we have to go through a time as never before, and, you know, I can't even imagine. So now we have to ask the Lord for mercy, for strength during that time. And again, we need to prepare, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally, because we don't know when it'll happen, but it'll happen soon, and we just have to be ready. But I want to read, I believe this is Council on Health, Knowledge of First Principle. And this is chapter 12. It says, many have inquired of me, what course shall I take to best preserve my health? My answer is, cease to transgress the law of your being. Cease to gratify a depraved appetite. Eat simple food, dress healthfully, which will require modest simplicity. Work healthfully, and you will not be sick. It is a sin to be sick, for all sickness is a result of transgression. Many are suffering in consequences of the transgression of their parents. They cannot be censured for their parents' sins, but it is nevertheless their duty to ascertain wherein their parents violate the law of their being, which can entail upon them and their parents' habits were wrong, they should change their course and place themselves by the correct habits in the better relation of health. See, there that, you know, the sins fall upon the children, you know, the habits, the parents' habits of eating, whatever it is, you know, they fit into their children, so their children, you know, have the, whatever the disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, cancer, whatever these diseases, not the regular cold that goes and come, but the disease that breaks down the body and it goes through the lifetime. So we, you know, the children have to change their habits, the eating habits, their diet, their, you know, whatever it is, they have to change it. And sometimes these things are not easy because it was embedded from a child, but through the help of God, through His grace, and we just have to ask the Lord for help and strength and perseverance. And where we see that needs to be changed, when we learn the truth, we need to ask the Lord to help us to change and become better children. So that is all I wanted to share. And thank you again. Be blessed.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla, for sharing. Yes, that's a good advice. You know, we have to really make a change, both ourselves and for our children, if we want to be blessed. And as the Lord said in His word here, rejoice, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. The Lord wants us to be in good health. So we just have to thank God for these promises, and we know if we be obedient to His will, we know we will be overcomer. So I just want to thank you for sharing tonight. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm asking. Sister Carla, would you like to have the prayer for me, please? Sister Carla, I'm going to open your line. 804-238. Yeah. Can you pray for do the prayer? Because we're around 8:12 now.
Okay, I'll do a general prayer. Amen.
Yes, just do a general prayer. Prayers for our family members and, you know, the family member on the line and the line itself, our leadership. How are you?
Amen. Okay. Shall we pray, brothers and sisters? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us together on this prayer line again to give you praise, honor, and to worship you with our songs, with our scripture reading, with our testimony, Father. Help us, Lord, to live for you, Lord, that our body will be a living sacrifice unto you, Heavenly Father, that we will not be children tossed to and fro, but we will stand in the strength of you, Lord Jesus. We will be as disciples unto you in this broken, forsaken world. Lord, you heard the prayer requests of my brothers and sisters. You know their heart, where they're troubled, where they're struggling, Lord. You know their strength also, Father. We ask you to help us and forgive us of our sins. Help us, O Lord, to have the character, to have the mind of Jesus, Lord. Help us to be an example unto our family and within our home, to our family at church, our brothers and sisters, wherever we go at work, to be an example, O Lord. Please, Lord, give us this day, as you said, our daily bread, and help us. Because the daily bread is not only physical, but spiritually, to take up our scripture, our Bible, and read and meditate and recite our
I just want to thank Sister Carl. It seems like her line dropped, brothers and sisters. So I will just continue the prayer. Our speaker is on the line. So, brothers and sisters, after I present the prayer, continue. The next voice you will hear is Sister House. And we just want to thank Sister House tonight that she is there on the line to present the message. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to get your pen, your notepad, and your Bible so that you can take down the scripture passage. I will just finish the prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you once more to praise you and to give you thanks. We thank you that you are in heaven and you are also on earth. We thank you that you are our creator, provider, our sustainer, our forgiver, and you are the one who we all have to depend upon. So we just want to thank you. We thank you for our brothers and sisters who join on Advent Light Pearl Light Night of tonight, presenting their various requests. You saw the heart and you know the desire and the need. And as everyone is giving you the praise, that was the joy that is within. They are asking you, Father, to continue to guide and to lead them into righteousness. Help us, Lord, tonight as we all listen to the message, dear Father, that we will not just only be a listener, but we'll be doer. Father, continue to pour your blessings upon each one of us and help us to be faithful. And I just want to thank you for everyone who participated tonight. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, I just want to thank everyone again. Sister Carla, while ago, her line dropped. I want to thank her for prayer and also thank our brothers and sisters for sharing their various testimony and also their prayer requests. So the next voice that you will hear is Sister House. I'm going to open her line. 301-741, your line is open. 301-741, your line is open.
This is Sister James.
Oh, sorry, Sister James. Sorry, Sister
okay.
James.
Okay, that's okay. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yes, brothers and sisters, the next voice you will hear is Sister Jean. What is happening, Sister James? Drop?
Yeah, no, I heard you call it a different name. So, is it me you're talking about?
Yes, it's you, Sister James. Yeah. I made an error. It's you.
Okay.
About that.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Good night, brothers and sisters. Just thank you very much for being on the line tonight. And I pray that what we have to discuss tonight may be a blessing to all. So tonight, what we're going to talk about in my previous sessions, we spoke about the first three laws of health. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the fourth law of health, which we know as sunshine. And as I was studying this a little earlier, I came across a very interesting text. But before we begin, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being able to come on this prayer line, Father, and discuss and share your scripture, share your word. And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit might rest upon each one of us as we listen, including myself, and that we might take heed, Lord, to the blessings that you've placed directly in our way, even in the creation process. Thank you for everyone on the line, and I pray that my words may be inspired by you and by your Spirit, O Lord, and I pray that we may see Jesus. In his name we pray, amen. We're going to be talking about sunshine tonight. We have spoken about a lot of the other laws, as I said, and as I always let people know, it's not just eight laws of health. There are many different laws of health, but because of the acronym that we're using, New Start, it comes to eight letters, but there are many other laws of health. So tonight we're going to be talking about sunshine. I want you to go with me to Matthew 5:45. And I came across this interesting text, and most of us know this text. Let's go there. Matthew 5:45. But I'll start in 43 to give a little background on the text. It says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Verse 45, "that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." I want to bring something to your attention. As Jesus speaks these words, he talks about loving your enemies. He talks about those who persecute you. He talks about those who spitefully use you. He talks about blessing those who curse you. And what Jesus was doing here in Matthew 5 is sort of a continuation of the Beatitudes. Because if you go back to verse 3, the Beatitudes, as we call them, the Beatitudes start in verse 3. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." But the Beatitudes actually is a way of life, and it continues throughout Matthew chapter 5. And let me give you some of the highlights of Matthew chapter 5. It talks about murder beginning in the heart. Adultery is in the heart. Marriage is sacred and binding. Go the second mile. And then he comes up with love your enemies. And this passage encapsulates what Jesus' entire mission was. If you look at it, you will see Jesus in these passages. Let's read from verse 43 again. "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But he says, I say to you, love your enemies." Isn't that what Christ did? So he here in these passages here in Matthew 5, 43 to 5, was actually giving us a line-by-line report of his own life. Because at the foot of when he was on the cross, what did he say? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He understood that these people were his enemies. He was not their enemy. They were his enemies, but he was not their enemies, right? He said, "Bless those who curse you." And that's exactly what he does. He blessed those who cursed him. "Do good to those who hate you." What did he come to do to the Jewish nation? He came to bless. He came to bless also the Gentiles. Those who didn't even know him, he came to bless. Bless those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Isn't that what he said at the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. That was a prayer he was saying. And then he comes to verse 45, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, because this is what the Father did. In spite of our hating the Father, in spite of our sin, in spite of our rebellion, he sent Jesus. Then he says, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. Now let's unpack that a little bit. So we see that these passages here, Matthew 5, 43 to 45, it deals with the issue of loving your enemies. It also deals with the love of a father towards his children, our heavenly Father towards the earthly children. It also shows that all in nature is to show that God wants to reveal himself to us. The sun, the moon, and everything that he created from the first day to the sixth day was to reveal the Father's love. These verses also show us it's based on love that God allows the sun to shine upon men, whether good or evil. God is showing here also that he is the one who made the sun, so he identifies himself as creator. Because he says, if you use the King James Version, it says that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he maketh his sun to shine on the evil and on the good. And when you go back to Genesis chapter 1, 14 to 19, it shows God as creator of two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, which we know as the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and this was on the fourth day. So God in these passages is giving us a revelation of himself. I also want to read something for you from 5 Bible Commentary, page 341. 5 Bible Commentary, page 341. Concerning this particular passage of Matthew 5, 45, it shows that Matthew 5, 45 is alluding to a couple of things. This illustrates that the natural world, okay, let me put it this way. The Jews had the idea that everything in the natural world, all the blessings of nature and everything belong to them. And God bestows his blessings only on the saints and withholds them from sinners. If you look at John 9:2, the Jews attributed to God the same spirit of hatred for sinners and non-Jews that they themselves felt. But whether it be the blessing of nature or salvation, God is no respect persons. So in that light, we see this is why God makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Now, let's put that spiritually speaking. When Christ came and he died, God made his sun, S-O-N, to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain to the just and the unjust because God wants all to know that he loves them, firstly, he cares for them, and he has granted them salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why in the scriptures, Jesus Christ is often called the Son of Righteousness. And he, like the sun in the sky, how it rises, it runs its full course and it rises, so too the Son of Man will rise. And when he rises, it's the same thing. Jesus said that, it's John 22:12, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. So where the sun in the sky rises to bless the just, to bless the evil and the good, this sun, S-O-N of righteousness, rises up to do the same work. So there's a parallel in this scripture between the natural sun and the spiritual sun, which is Jesus Christ. So as we talk about sunshine today, let us keep that in mind. So I want to go directly in, and I mean, if you have any questions afterwards, I will try to finish so that we can take some questions. So I wanted to discuss with you why the sun the natural sun is so important. I want to give you 10 health benefits of sun exposure, why we should get out in the sun and expose ourselves to the sun. But remember, as we talk about the natural sun, we're also talking about Christ and what he wants to do in us, the benefits of letting the sun of righteousness arise in our hearts. Okay, because the sun always in scripture, the few times that it's used in the natural is used to show something rising. If you read Isaiah 60, it says, arise, shine. That's the sun. Arise, shine, for thy light has come. The sun brings light. So as we look at these 10 benefits, see how you could apply it to the spiritual as well. Okay, so let's get into the 10 health benefits. I just have a short passage that I want to read for you. A lot of times when we talk about the sun, a lot of people think about it only in terms of plants. You know, I mean, now today with internet and all the information we have, people know that, you know, the sunshine is good. But a lot of times we think of it in terms of plants and how plants need it, how plants absorb and metabolize sunlight. But we also see that human beings also need sunshine. The relationship between sun exposure and health in humans isn't as straightforward as we might want to think. Genes are a factor of how humans metabolize sunlight, as it is in skin types. For instance, people with pale skin that burn easily in the sun are likely to get skin cancer if exposed to too much sun. The timing and duration of exposure is also a critical factor when it comes to how our bodies metabolize sunlight. So what it's saying here is that research has been done and has shown that we can get too much sunlight, especially lighter skin people, that can cause skin cancer. But if we do it the right way, we will be able to gain great benefits. As we all know, there is a vitamin in the sunlight that we all need, and it's called vitamin D. Now, why is this so important? Okay, so why is vitamin D important? And the next few items that I will give you will also show some of the benefits of vitamin D. Sun exposure lowers blood pressure. So when that sun comes upon your skin and that vitamin D is absorbed into your skin, it helps to lower blood pressure. Now, there were many studies done all over the world, especially in America and places like England. And sunlight has something called nitric oxide, and that helps to lower blood pressure. When it is released into the blood vessels, as soon as sunlight touches the skin. And this is important because it's a health benefit to humans as we stimulate the vitamin D. It's found that sun exposure can not only improve health, but also prolong life. And that's because the benefits of low blood pressure include cutting the risk of heart attacks and strokes. These benefits outweigh the risk of getting skin cancer. So if they say that if you spend 15 to 20 minutes in the sunlight every day, you should have enough vitamin D. You don't have to you know, go to the beach and lay on the sand for 2 hours. That's you're going to get sunburn. You may even end up getting skin cancer. But if you get 20 minutes a day of that vitamin D and it triggers that nitric oxide, it will help to lower your blood pressure. I know in the wintertime it's hard for us to get a lot of sunlight, but on those days, there are many days, even when it's cloudy in the morning by noontime, you have sunlight. Or in the evening, we have sun. Whenever it is, try to get out and get some sunlight, because especially for those people who suffer with high blood pressure. Okay, so let's move on. So the first benefit was it lowers blood pressure. The second benefit, it improves bone health. Vitamin D stimulates the absorption of bone-strengthening calcium and phosphorus in the body. Let me read that again. Vitamin D stimulates the absorption of bone-strengthening calcium and phosphorus in the body. So a lot of times we are taking calcium, we're taking phosphorus, you know, these natural things, and that's fine. But the best way to stimulate calcium and phosphorus, which is part of our natural makeup, is to have vitamin D, which we get from sun exposure. It also, there's also a direct relationship between bone density and vitamin 3. Vitamin D3 is a fat-soluble vitamin formed during the process of vitamin D manufacture when sunlight hits the skin. So, and that regulates calcium absorption. So you see, it's a process. We need vitamin D, but vitamin D also triggers the absorption of vitamin C, vitamin D3. And when that hits the skin, it helps to strengthen your bones. And it regulates calcium absorption. So that's the second one. Sun exposure improves bone health. The third benefit, sun exposure, and I know when I read this, I was like, whoa, this is very good. Sun exposure improves brain function. Aside from promoting bone health and regulating vital calcium levels, in research, it has been found that vitamin D has a number of functions throughout the body, including the functioning of the brain. Right? So vitamin D is important for brain, to improve brain function. So if we don't get out in the sun and absorb some of that vitamin D, that natural vitamin D, then our brain function may not be as sharp as it could be. So let me read that again. Vitamin D has a number of functions throughout the body, including the function of the brain. Okay? When they have certain levels here, over, you know, at certain ages over 65 or older, usually the cognitive function is reduced. And that is because people at the older ages get less vitamin D because they get less sun exposure. So no matter what age we are, we should be striving to get more sun exposure so that our cognitive function will not be reduced but will be improved over time. Sunlight helps spur nerve cell growth, and it inserts in the brain that's responsible for forming, organizing, and storing of memories. So you see how important that sunlight is and what we get from it, which is a vitamin D. It spurs nerve cells growth in the hippocampus, which is a part of the brain responsible for forming, organizing, and storing of memories. So that's very important. So that was number three. Sun exposure improves brain function. Number four, sun exposure erases mild depression. And many studies have been done on this. When you are deprived of sunlight, it can cause a condition called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, S-A-D, seasonal affective disorder. And it is a form of depression common in the winter months, which we are in right now. And it's also common in people who work long hours in office buildings and hardly get out for some sun. And it could also say, we could also say that another way, people who are inside their homes all day and get no sun. So you have two sets of people. You have those who get depressed during the winter months, and you have those who are not exposed because they're in office buildings all the time or in their homes all the time. Moderate sun exposure, however, increases, and moderate sun exposure, however, increases levels of natural antidepressants in the brain that can actually help relieve forms of mild depression. That's because on sunny days, the brain produces more serotonin, which is a mood-lifting chemical, than on darker days. So on the sunny days, you want to get out so that your brain will produce more serotonin and lift, as they say, lift your spirits, but lift your attitude, lift your mood. So that helps. If you have mild depression, sunlight is a good benefit to you. Okay, so number five, sun exposure improves sleep quality. When sunlight hits our eyes, a message is sent to our pineal gland in the brain, and production of melatonin, which is a hormone that makes us drowsy and helps us to sleep, is shut down until the sun goes down again. Our body gets a clear signal that it's no longer night, and this helps to maintain a normal circadian rhythm. When it gets dark outside, our body gets the signal again, and we feel tired and drowsy at bedtime. Low levels of melatonin production at night due to overproduction during the day has been linked to poor sleep quality, especially in older adults. So what we ought to do when we're out in the sun, don't always try to have on our sunglasses. I mean, some of us wear it because it's necessary for our eyes, but we should allow some of that sunlight to get into our eyes, especially early in the morning when we wake up, if possible, that our body will get the message that it is day and trigger the pineal gland to stop releasing melatonin until in the night. So it helps. Sun exposure improves sleep quality. So let's move on to I think we are going now to number six. Sun exposure lessens Alzheimer's symptoms. Now, we know that Alzheimer's is one of the big things in health these days, and a cause of many distress in families because the elderly people are getting Alzheimer's. And I work with a lot of Alzheimer's patients because I work at an assisted living. And I see, you know, people, they begin with just mild dementia, then it gets worse and worse until eventually they get Alzheimer's. It is not a pretty, for those, I know everybody may know someone that has it, if not close to us, but, you know, maybe a distant relative or friend, and it's not a pretty disease at all. So sun exposure lessens Alzheimer's symptoms. And I want to give you a clinical research that has shown patients who are exposed to the sun throughout the day from between 9 and 6, followed by darkness at night, score better on mental exams and prove some aspects of the disease. So although someone may have Alzheimer's, even if they're exposed to sun, even in that stage, they will get some benefit. But what we have to do now is, since we know that sun exposure lessens the symptoms, we should be exposing ourselves to sunlight now so that it will lessen even further. Maybe, you know, how, if we're supposed to get Alzheimer's, it may curtail it. It may prolong it from happening. And maybe in some instances, it may prevent it from happening. And that's to show you how important the sun is. And all this research has been done. I mean, we could go and Google it forever. We'll see all these different research that has been done on how the sun is so beneficial to us that it will help even in cases of Alzheimer's, right? Number seven, sun exposure heals some skin disorders. Sunlight promotes healing of skin disorders such as acne, psoriasis, jaundice, and other fungal skin infections. Just a little example. When my son, I know a lot of you may know my son, Akeem James, he speaks on the line on Sunday. And when he was born, maybe about 6 weeks, not 6 weeks, maybe about 3 weeks, he developed jaundice. And one of the recommendations that the doctor gave to his dad and I were to let him sit in the sun, was to let him sit in the sun every day for about 10 minutes. And in a matter of days, the jaundice was gone. So that's what it's saying here. Sunlight promotes healing of skin disorders such as acne, psoriasis, jaundice, and other fungal skin infection. Now, jaundice is a disease of the eye. And we just spoke about, you know, getting sunlight into your eyes. So that sunlight was able, by God's grace, to heal him just in a matter of days. Okay, so remember that sun exposure heals certain kinds of skin disorders. Now, it's always best to go to your doctor, find out what, you know, as I do natural remedies and things for people, I always tell people, go to your doctor first, find out what is the problem, and then come back. Because you don't want to misdiagnose somebody because we are not doctors, as people who practice medical missionary work. We are just, you know, instruments that God wants to use through natural remedies. So it was by through my son's doctor, the pediatrician, saying, hey, let him sit out in sun. So we had what it was that was wrong, and then the natural remedy was let him sit in the sunlight for a few minutes every day, and in a few days, it was gone. Okay? Now, number eight, and we're almost done. Number eight, sun exposure boosts growth in children. So for those of you who have young children who are running around, one of the mistakes we make as parents and grandparents these days, we have our children inside. Yes, we know outside is not as safe as it used to be, but we should always have an adult go, ourselves go, or older children go with the younger children and get exposure to sunlight because it boosts growth in children. This benefit is especially true for infants. Studies reveal the amount of sun exposure in the first few months of a baby's life has an effect on how tall the child grows. Many cultures around the world recognize this fact and expose children to mild sun to boost growth and height. So, sun exposure boosts growth in children. Okay? We have two more to go. Number nine, sun exposure enhances the immune system. Sun exposure can help suppress an overactive immune system, which could explain why sunlight is used to treat autoimmune diseases like psoriasis. And since white blood cells increase with sun exposure, and they play a key role in fighting diseases and defending the body against infection, moderate sun exposure is very helpful for our immune system. So if you find our immune system is where, if it's broken down, that's how we get colds and flu and all these different things. So if we are exposed to the sun, our immune system will build and it will be strong so that we will be able, our body will be able, by the production of more white blood cells, to be able to combat any diseases. Our body will be able to be able to defend itself against any infection. So, and that's just moderate sun exposure. You don't have to sit out there for an hour. You walk for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, and that's enough sun exposure. If you're doing that 3 to 4 times a week, you have enough sun exposure to enhance your immune system. Because a weakened immune system means that you're always going to be sick. Okay? Number 10, sun exposure reduces risk of certain cancers. And I want you all to take this in the right way. Don't go telling people, oh, sun exposure could take away cancer. No. Certain cancers, and we have to do more research on this, it says vitamin D deficiency increases your risk of many cancers. I'll read that again. Vitamin D deficiency increases your risk of many cancers, especially breast and colon cancer. So just imagine that you were taking a 20-minute walk in the morning, early in the morning, where you're getting your vitamin D, you have less a chance of developing breast cancer and colon cancer. Now, you have to take that within context, because I know there are people who might be saying, well, you know, I knew somebody who was walking every day in the sunlight and they still had breast and colon cancer. We don't know why people get certain things, but we want to be able to help ourselves by giving ourselves all that God has offered us. So being in the sun gives us vitamin D, and it helps, you know, to lower the risk of certain types of cancer. This has to be backed up, of course, with eating the right types of food, eating whole foods, instead of eating, you know, all the junk food that comes our way. You know, and a lot of us, like, who work outside the home, if we don't take our wholesome meals to work, sometimes we end up eating junk. So the vitamin D, which is from getting exposure to the sun, coupled with the right diet, will help to curtail certain types of cancers. Okay? I want to read something for you from Ministry of Healing. My computer just went down. Okay, hold a minute. Okay, well, I think it's Ministry of Healing, page 264, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if anybody has it because my computer just, let me see if I'm getting it now. Okay. All right, it's back up. Ministry of Healing, page 264. It says here, the pure air, the glad sunshine, the flowers and trees, the orchards and vineyards, and outdoor exercise amid these surroundings are health life-giving. I'll read that again. Ministry of Healing, page 264. The pure air, the glad sunshine, the flowers and trees, the orchards and vineyards, and outdoor exercise amid these types of surroundings are health-giving, life-giving. Now, we might say, okay, well, I don't live among orchards and vineyards. I don't have a whole lot of sun where I am. I don't have a whole lot of flowers and trees. But in all our dealings every day, our goings every day, we may find a place where we have some trees and we have some, you know, some beauty, and we could get some fresh air and we could get this glad sunshine that Mrs. White talks about. And wherever we can find that, we should take a walk in nature, because nature is God's second book, correct? It says, physicians and nurses should encourage their patients to be much in the open air. Outdoor life is the only remedy that many invalids need. It has a wonderful power to heal diseases caused by the excitement and excesses of fashionable life, a life that weakens and destroys the powers of body, mind, and soul. How grateful to the invalids, and she's talking about those who are sick, invalids, weary of city life, the glare of many lights and the noise of the streets, are the quiet and freedom of the country. And she's talking here about country living. How eagerly do they turn to the scenes of nature? So wherever we are, we can turn to scenes of nature. We have different gardens that we could go to and take a walk. And she says here, how glad would they be to sit in the open air, which we spoke about air already. No, we haven't spoken about air yet, but and rejoice in the sunshine and breathe the fragrance of trees and flowers. I know we all live in different cities, different states and different cities, but there must be a place before we venture out to move into the country where we will be able to get this before we actually move into the country. While we're in the city, God does not condemn us for still being in the city. I mean, but there's a point where we have to move out to the country where we will, you know, really rejoice in what she's speaking about here. But until that time, we have to find a place. It could be right on your street where you have beautiful trees and, you know, you can get some fresh air to walk and bask in the sunshine that God has given us. And remember that the natural sun has a blessing in it for us. And we've gone through 10 of them. There are many more. But the heavenly sun has the greatest benefit for us. And that's why he's given us in nature an expression of himself. The literal sunshine is an expression of himself. So I pray tonight, I pray that you have written down the different points of what sun exposure can do. And also that text from Matthew 5:45, that what God is saying to us, what the sun of righteousness is saying to us, so that we might be able, as the sun rises, we will rise, because Isaiah 61 says, arise, shine, for thy light has come. Brothers and sisters, I thank you, and I will close with a short word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in nature you have shown us your sun, and Lord, we know that he wants us to arise and shine because he has already arisen upon us. Lord, help us to take what we have learned and help us day by day to implement it into our lives, O Lord. Formulate a plan that we will be able to get out into the sunshine and reap the great benefits of the vitamin D and the D3 and all the other things there, Lord, that comes with sunshine. But also, Lord, that we may allow the Son of Righteousness to arise in our hearts, that we might be a people that he has called us to be. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister James, for this message. And brothers and sisters, I do know that each one of us gets something from this message tonight. This sun, how important the sun is. And a while ago, Sister James was speaking, and she was talking about the jaundice. I know that is true because years gone when I have my child, my first child, and he was suffering with jaundice, and that was the recommendation that the doctor gave me to go out to take the baby out in the sun for a few minutes for a certain time, and eventually it did work. So, brothers and sisters, these sometimes we heard, and we feel like it is not right and it's not true, but natural remedy is what the Lord gave unto us, so that we have to follow the principle. So I don't know if anyone on the line would like to ask Sister James any question. You could take off yourself off the line and press number one, and I will open the line if you have a question for Sister James. Yes, brothers and sisters, if you have a question about the sun, how important the message, he gave us 10 points, I think, right? If you don't understand it, we can ask Sister James again so that we can get it them clearly, because sometimes when we are taking notes and how it has been presented, maybe we don't have the correct notes that Sister James gave us. So if you are not certain, we can always call Sister James for her to give us further information on it. Yes, brothers and sisters, I just want to thank Sister James. It seems like no one have any questions, Sister James. Your message was well taken, and I think we are blessed with the message, and it allows us more to go out in the sun. So we just want to thank you for your message tonight. God bless. Yes, brothers and sisters, we just... All right.